Gordon Whitmire. I met him first when he covered the Minnesota Twins on the beat, and now he's been part of the Chicago Sun-Times following the Chicago Cubs around. We just saw him this week. Gordy is in L.A. Gordon, how are you? Good morning.
Doing well. How are you doing, Marty?
Well, we're doing good. You're on with Patrick as well.
Pat? Hey, Gordon. Patrick Connor. Nice to meet you.
You too. How you doing?
All right. Well, we're doing fine. And what was your take on the Cub-Giants series? You saw all of it. The Giants win the series 2-1. What was your take on the series?
I think it was a little bit of wake-up call for some young Cubs players in the sense that they were on a hellacious roll for about a month. Some of that was a schedule sort of moving in their favor at that point in the season. And a lot of it's simply the talent they have. They have two horses up front in rotation, and they've got some young hitters that are getting better really fast. But when they went into San Francisco, and this was after rolling the Giants back at Wrigley with Bumgarner not pitching in that series, I think they got a quick lesson in, you know, what a long season it is and what a team that's been there before looks like, especially when it starts to count. You know, you got Peavy going out there who's pitched in World Series, even if he's not the same guy he was when he was winning Cy Young Awards, and you got Bumgarner who's Bumgarner, and they basically got schooled those two games. So I think they realize it's going to be a long month at the end of this line.
Gordon, a 7.5-game lead has been dipped to 4.5 this week. A tough week for the Cubs, but let me ask you about the scene with the fans and the team itself. Is there a little bit of, here we go again, anxiety, or are these guys too young to even care? It's just 1 week.
No, you know what? I was talking to somebody else about this recently, and there's a big difference here. I started covering the team in 07. So that was when Luke Mella came in, and they spent a bunch of money in the offseason, and they developed some expectations for that team pretty quickly. They went to the playoffs. The next year, they had the best record in the National League and went to the playoffs. That entire time, from the moment Lou Piniella stepped into that dugout, there was talk about 03. There was talk about, you know, things in the past, 69, 84. I've heard none of that this year. I mean, even with a guy like Madden, who got asked a couple of those questions early, he's handled them in such a way that he doesn't even get asked those anymore. These players, it just never comes up. There's this feeling somehow between the fact that Theo Epstein took over, completely remodeled the entire front office, and there's this sort of disconnected from Chicago's past with this team. And then by the time they bring in a guy like Madden, it's all new players. Guys that have been drafted in some cases pretty recently at the top of the draft. And I haven't heard any of that. Now, that may change. That may change as we get into September. And, if they got this 4.5 lead going into a week into September and then it all of a sudden disappears in 10 days when they're facing the Pirates and the Cardinals, then, yeah, we might start to hear that. But nothing at this point. And they may be part of that. They didn't really have a lot of expectations going into the season, too.
Boy, great. Gordon Whitmire with us. So it's a great story. We've seen 6 games now between the Giants and the Cubs. 7, I guess. So the Cubs have won 5, Giants 2.
Correct.
Of the 7 games. Gordy, last night, Kershaw, 14 strikeouts against the Cubs. Tonight, the reverse happens. Lester goes against Latos, and tomorrow, Arrieta, who's probably pitcher of the month if he wins tomorrow, I guess, over Bumgarner. He goes, I imagine, is Alex Wood up on Sunday for the Dodgers?
Yeah, right.
All right, tell us about it. Now, this is where the Cubs have to win. It's like Kershaw and Greinke. The Dodgers have to win their 2 games, and you guys, the Cubs, have to win their 2.
I was telling somebody that last night. I said the Cubs are the Dodgers. I mean, except for the payroll that's one-third the size. Those 2 days when Arrieta and Lester pitch, they have to win because they might not win the other 3, or they might have to out-hit the other team to win any of the other 3. Same, and I think the Dodgers have it even worse in their rotation after Greinke and Kershaw. So it's kind of a mirror image, and I think that's going to really be more prevalent than it's been as we get into this final month of the season, because as the heat gets turned up on this race, and they faced some really, really tough pitching back in the division against the Pirates and the Cardinals. And I mean, like, they'll face it every night when they're facing those teams. It's really going to be critical that they out-pitch those teams on those nights because they're just simply not going to do it, the other three.
Well, it's fun. Yeah, it's Gordon Whitmire with us. Gordon, stay with us for a second. Fans, we have a birthday today in the house. Max Katz right here, 11 years old today.
Yeah, Max.
Come on, Max, stand up. Give a big wave. There he is, 11 years old today. All right, very good. Boy, standing ovation for Max.
Good eye, Marty.
Very good.
Good eye, man.
Very good. Very good. Gordy, you know, I joked around. I said a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we had the Magnificent Seven.
Uh-huh.
I think we're down to six. I think Washington is in trouble getting in. But when it comes right down to it, you probably have the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Cubs, and only two of those three getting in. This is going to be a pretty interesting September.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I don't know what you thought of the Mets about a month and a half ago, but I thought that with all that great pitching they had, I didn't think they had a prayer of doing much with the lineup they had, and now look at them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this Giants, Dodgers, Cubs triangle could be really interesting, especially when it's going to be all scoreboard watching down the stretch. Except for the Giants and the Dodgers head-to-head. Outside of that division, when you start looking at the wild card, I don't think they face each other after this week, do they?
Who's that, the Giants and the Mets?
Well, the Giants and the Central teams.
Cincinnati.
The
Cincinnati in the middle of the month.
They got Cincinnati, but yeah. The Giants, neither the Giants or the Dodgers play the Cubs the rest of the way.
Right.
And so in that wild card race, it's just going to be, head-to-head in the West and hope for help.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers get the Pirates.
Yep.
The Pirates are in there for the Dodgers, which that's about the toughest thing they have going. But seven left, Giants-Dodgers. It's great. I mean, I think it's just a great race. All right, last thought for you. The Rookie of the Year race, Gong is in it for me after we saw him last weekend against the Giants. Brian had a big series here. Got a couple of big hits. Schwarber, the big home run off Kane. You got to see Duffy. I don't know what you vote for this year, but how do you rate these rookies?
Well, I don't vote for the Rookie of the Year. I vote for MVP, and thank God, because I don't know where I'd go on some of these guys. I mean, I a couple of weeks ago, I would have said Duffy looks pretty strong. You know, your guy with the Mets, he's Syndergaard looks okay. I gotta go with Bryant. Unless he fades in September, because he was fading in July, and I thought he was done. And then he's come back. He's going to wind up with 90 plus RBIs. He's already got over 20 home runs. His OPS is well over 800. He's kept his on base percentage high all year, even as he wasn't getting hits. If he can finish halfway decent for a team that's going to be in this race all the way, I would go with him.
All right, very good. Hey, Gordy, thank you so much. Oh, now you said something that piqued my interest. MVP. I put Bumgarner in the mix. I said if he wins them all and they win the division, I'm putting him in the MVP mix. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? If they get in, you got to look at him on the ballot. I don't usually vote for pitchers, but, you know, when you've got that one guy that's the reason a team gets in there, I usually put him somewhere on the ballot. I could see that. Yep. At the top, I don't know what to do. You've got some monster years from guys like Goldschmidt and Bryce Harper and our guy Anthony Rizzo. Rizzo's, you know, doing it for the best team of the bunch. So, yeah, I don't know. I need to see a lot of September. McCutcheon deserves a lot of consideration in there, too.
Sure. Well, that's where you win the MVP in September. That is where you do it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Gordy, thank you so much for taking the time. And if anything unusual happens tonight with Lester and Leto, so if you want to chat with us tomorrow, we're here same time as you want. If you want to set up Arrieta and Wood for us, but all eyes are down there on you guys, Cubs and Dodgers.
All right, Marty, take it easy. Yeah, give me a call if you need.
Thanks, Gordon.
We will. Thanks, Gordon.